New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
We're here. It's finally arrived. Season 11, episode 1 of Vanderpump Rules. It's called Notes on a Scandal, and we're going to talk through it here on Vanderpodcalypse Now.
I've consumed it. It is inside me, and I'm ready to chew it up and regurgitate it into this microphone.
It's digesting the juices, the discourse. I'm very excited. I have to say, you know, I think about first episodes of these seasons in general, and I am not like the biggest fans because you're trying to kind of lay the groundwork and it's not like as exciting as other episodes. So again, trying to keep my expectations low, but at the same time, you know, a lot of shit in the mix, I will say.
There is a lot. Again, like you said, I always feel like the first episodes.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
They promise a lot because you get very excited because the trailer's a lot of smashing glass and a lot of yelling.
Yeah, and then you
get it, and then it's just a lot of like sitting on couch.
Yeah, and like denim dresses, you know, and you're like, well, okay. I'll take what I can get.
But you do need to kind of run, you know what I mean? Like check off all the boxes, check in with everybody, and, you know, because when they get to the preview, which we've seen already.
A thousand times at this point.
Exactly. So you're like, okay, just. I feel like they do that. I mean, you know, as you're a producer, you know, to remind you, like, hey, it's not going to just be sitting on couches.
This is boring. You won't see as many moms in this season. We promise you that.
Yeah.
Which, who knows?
Maybe there'll be a lot of moms.
I mean, mom up, I guess. Right. But again, you know, much anticipated intro. I love the fucking intros. I love seeing Lisa toss an article of clothing or purse on the ground, whatever. I love seeing where people are at, where they're situated. I love that hyper colored, heavily, you know, shiny focus, kind of action packed, you know, Aaron Sorkin-esque even intro where they're just going.
Oh, great reference.
Thank
great
you so
modern
much.
Modern reference.
Thank you so much.
John Cassavetes.
Hello. I am a person of culture. That's right. But we start in something about her.
Well, can I go back to the intro?
Yes, you may.
I don't know if this is true or not, but there's a reason that they filmed the intro for the Toms at Tom Toms and not Schwartz and Sandy's. Right? Because they don't show Schwartz and Sandy. They do it at Tom Tom.
Yeah.
And there's obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But also, is there actual reasons where they wanted to and maybe Greg was like,
fuck off?
Or maybe their ownership. This is rumory type stuff that Greg is involved because it took such a hit that there may be some separation of their ownership to Schwartz and Sandy's.
as it I mean, if I were Greg, I'd be doing like a wellness check. Someone make sure Greg is okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand what it must be like. It's hard enough to even watch them for an hour every week, much less be in business with them.
So that's something maybe the people out there, the people.
Mm-hmm. The people.
You can kind of confirm one of these blatant rumors I'm spreading or
yeah,
I heard
slander.
Somewhere. So yeah. I'm slander pumping.
You're hello.
Do a little slander pumping.
Slander pumping.
It's a conspiracy.
Here.
Why not start with a little bit of a conspiracy?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But we did see a little bit of Schwartz and Sandy's last season. But yeah, I think things may have changed. Perhaps
we
the politics.
Well, we know we've been there since.
Yeah, I mean, I've
we were there
gotten
recently. We were there
food poisoning
recently.
Pretty recently there.
Yeah.
I like to go in there and you know, give my immune system like a run for its money every once in a while. Just like feel alive.
I'll
just
a baby shark. I'll have a baby
40,
shark
at
to
least,
drink.
Exactly, 48. Although the last time I was there, I was very drunk and I had the baby shark drink, which is a blue
drink. It is
drink.
Good.
It's
I'm not
good.
A big drinker. I hardly ever – I seldom drink, but
yeah,
I had it. And
good.
It's good.
I went – took my little grubby hand – went over the bar and took more of the gummy sharks that are in the drink.
Oh, that's sanitary.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, everyone accepts that. I mean, thank God no one saw me. But
except
like,
for the cameras.
Except for all the CCTV. They're going to come arrest me here in this office. But that's where I was at. And I think that's like a good place to be at in Schwartz and Sandy's. Like just kind of like a little bit desperate, a little bit buzzed, ready to just like, you know, rack up some expenses on your credit card. Those drinks are not cheap.
When
you, know?
You check your credit card and you see Schwartz and Sandy's
oh,
and it says $280, what do you
oh
say
God.
To yourself?
I vomit. I just fucking vomit. But maybe we'll do a whole review of all the restaurants. We've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, we've been around.
But without further ado, let's get into the intro of season 11. I'm fuguing right now. Let's get into the first episode of this. And we're in the intro. We see something about her where we've got Ariana and Katie. They look fucking great in the middle of this, you know, fucking Nora Ephron-y sandwich shop that will never open. I am pretty much convinced of right now that it will never fucking open. And if it does, it will be disgusting.
There was that rumor that it was more like a cash grab for merch.
Yeah, which makes, you know what? That's great. You want to try to sell ugly merch for $60? I say go for it.
We should get some and then do a giveaway or something.
Yeah, I think so.
We should put more money in your credit card.
Yeah. Yum.
You'll have Schwartz and Sandy. You'll mm-hmm. have something about her. And mm-hmm. you're like, why is there $1,000? And it's like, well, mm-hmm. we had to buy two hoodies and a candle.
Oh, my God.
To give away.
I mean, I want to. I love – when you're saying that right now, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We already committed to it.
Let's
it's already
do
on
it.
Here.
Let's commit it. Absolutely. I mean, and who's to say I won't just keep these things, you know, two sweatshirts and not give
them
away?
The police, when they arrest you for the baby shark stuff.
No.
They're like, you promised the people these crew necks.
Oh, no. Okay, fine. Fine. You can have the stupid, like, sandwich falling and the knives. And I'm just like, fuck off. I don't mean to, like, disparage any, like, independent designers.
We hope it opens and we hope it's good and we love the designs and we love art.
And if it doesn't open and it's not good and we hate the designs, we'll still give you money.
Yeah.
So,
it's weird.
What the fuck do you care? You don't. But then we go to Tom Tom, you know, where we see the two Toms again, fucking great. Here's your key to the city. Then we go to Sir, because we have to go to Sir, where we see James and Lala and Sheena. Nobody is wearing the Sir outfit anymore. In fact,
no.
I'm sure they're retired.
They're
you know,
done
like,
lying to us, right?
I hope so, but I also kind of miss them, quote unquote, picking up a shift at Sir to like pay for a fucking, you know, $70,000 wedding. Like, I miss. The pomp and
circumstance. I like to add $100 on top of $50,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just to add it onto that pile.
Yeah, just a little pink right on top. And then we finally see Lisa, who, again, is sporting a little bit of bra. I saw a little bit of Lisa Vanderpump's bra, and I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
She looks great. She doesn't throw anything. I like when she throws something and I try to catch it as a viewer. I'm like, give me your purse, you know? But she didn't do that. She's just trying to keep it simple and grounded this season, which I respect.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my respect level is very low.
I know.
So I respect
a lot
of things, clearly. So we're like, we got this. Also, the soundtrack in this episode is like pretty fucking fun. It's like a dumb, you know, B-roll pop music. They're just repeating.
You're just crapping on anyone who's like, just trying to make a little bit of art, huh?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Anyone who's making
a
little
thing. I mean, this is art. All right. Yeah, exactly. But we're at Tom and Ariana's house. We see their art. Speaking of art, we see their fucking.
It's still up.
Take down your art. Like, take it down and put it in your fucking garage. Sell it. Like, what, you really – okay, you can make me think that maybe you guys are having this house grab and you're staying in different shitty rooms, but really you need to keep your fucking couples art that's like Chuck Close style, like made of tiny little photographs, like all this – you know, just like, really? You need to keep that ugly piece of shit on your second floor?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Because you have to look at it. No matter where you are, you're eventually going to pass it and look at it. Why would you ever be reminded of that?
Yeah, just keep a wedding ring like on a string in front on your dashboard just to like make sure you think about your – it's like, no, you get rid of your shit. You don't need like fine the house thing, but like you don't need this shit all around. It's also fucking ugly to begin with. You shouldn't have had it. So, but then in their house, Ariana's making her own latte this time. She's not having Tom make her latte.
I didn't realize that was such a
huge deal. It's not. It's like they make a fucking thing up and it's, it becomes a thing and like – like the TV thing with Sheena, right? When she was dating Rob. It's TV in 7 minutes, whatever. It was very funny and dumb at the time, but it's like you fucking say it 50,000 times after that. It's not funny and nobody cares. And it's years. So, like, we a latte. Who fucking cares? She's using some kind of cinnamon pen. She can make it with her own cinnamon pen. And she's like, it's like a corny establishing thing that she's like on her own now. And like, it's very cringe and it's like a lame way to start things up after I'm pretty jazzed about the intro.
They didn't show that in the trailer at all, huh?
Meanwhile, at Sheena's, Summer Moon can spell her name. She's growing up.
I mean, they're really starting us off. They're really going hard.
Yeah. Oh, Summer Moon is going to have her own spinoff in about 4 years. It's like a Dance Mom style thing.
And we'll have a podcast for it. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. We'll have her on. we'll make sure to make this young person feel uncomfortable. And then we go to James and Allie's house in beautiful Burbank, California.
We knew about that.
We knew about the house.
Because when they said that, we were like, you don't have to say where it is because we know about it because we heard it from the
Allie
source.
Was chatting with us about it. Don't worry. Not new news to us. Yeah. It's very quiet.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lovely – honestly, of all the houses, it's probably the cutest out of all of them.
I love that area. Yeah. I'm just going to say that area. I love that area.
Burbank.
Oh, okay. I guess if we say airport, it's either Burbank or LAX.
You're in Manchester or you're in what's the other place by, like, LAX? I don't know.
Inglewood?
Inglewood,
either Inglewood or Burbank.
Or Burbank.
Or you're in Orange County.
Ontario.
Yeah. They do not live in Ontario.
Santa Monica Airport, I guess. But it's not. But they live by the Burbank Airport, and, like, it's very loud. They're like, it's so quiet, and then, like, the plane goes by, it's very loud, which is a very L.A. thing. I know many people who live by the Burbank Airport because it's a very cute area.
It is.
But you hear planes go by all the time, and it is very funny to me, a very little L.A. Easter egg for us, I think. Then we see Schwartz's fucking shithole in North Hollywood. I didn't realize it could get worse than his West Hollywood apartment he shared with Katie, but it does. He's fucking watering like 40 plants, and he looks like shit.
You couldn't wait for this part.
Depressing.
You couldn't wait to dump on him.
It's so easy. It's so don't make it so easy for me, okay? It's so fucking easy with your dumb fucking plants. White man, unbrushed hair with your fucking plants and your large shirts.
Kind of doing that like, I got old man vibes.
Yeah, he's like, I take care of my plants every day in my apartment. It's like, also like, it's just you're like one bedroom in NoHo. It's just like very like.
NoHo's great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But when you say it like that.
When I say it like that, when you see Schwartz in it, it's like, actually, NoHo, mayor of NoHo, can you clean up your streets? Get Schwartz out of there, please, for your own good. Katie comes to Ariana's. Ariana says that she loves Katie's hair, which we all do.
Yeah, no,
it's
great.
We all love it.
Great look.
I was watching this with someone yesterday who does not like it. It was the first person I heard that had not liked her hair, which I was like, it works. Like, you have that much hair, it works. It's working for her. We'll talk about her shrug later, which is not working for her. But there's so many flowers for Ariana, you know? It's like, she always does have, like, fucking buckets of flowers in her home.
They said this is they indicate three months, right? Since this all happened. Which is, I was like, okay, because there's, they're talking pretty hard about what's happening. Mm-hmm. And, we're the timeline of the show we're watching and the timeline of the actual time is a lot different.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been more than 3 months worth of hearing about Scandoval.
Yeah.
So for us, it's like, it feels like 10 years.
Totally.
But when it's only 3 months, because she's like, it's been, if it was in real time, I'd be like, we're still talking about this.
Yeah, yikes. But it's June. It's broken March. It's around June. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. Things are still like in the thick. And we've been inundated with this kind of content. So it feels kind of like boring in its own way. But also not at all, because I'll take what I can get.
It's reinvigorated. Yeah. It's been recycled.
Yeah, new Lisa Vanderpump. But they talk about they're going thrifting for something about her. By this fact alone, I know this restaurant will never open. You're thrifting for teacups to put tequila in? Are you this is not a restaurant. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever be a thing. I'd put money on it now that it will never open. I'll say it. I don't think it will.
Well,
I know it was boarded up.
Here's the thing is, in the city of Los Angeles is brand new, right? Business in general is – the idea of business is brand new. If you're in LA, you might know this. Business is open and closed. I literally will drive down the street and 2 months later, it'll be totally turnkey. It's something else. So the fact that it's not open, yes, there are probably things happening behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But also, if you really wanted it to be open, it would just be open.
Yeah. You're one of the biggest celebrities who got the biggest break by her boyfriend cheating on her. You've already made things happen for yourself. Like, you would have made this happen for yourself too, I would imagine. I don't know.
Maybe it's on an ancient burial ground.
Yeah, that's probably
out.
It. That's probably actually bring me that storyline. I love that. Instead, we have Nancy Myers, production designer, design the thing. Yeah, and it shows. It's not a good thing. It just like looks like white. It's like white. It's like chuggy. You know, it's like white woman wedding invitation.
Whitey.
Yeah, just like fucking scripts and flowers and like little things everywhere.
I made this in Canva.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ariana says that Tom is in New Zealand filming Special Forces. Then we get a very bad clip of that, which kudos to the editors who are giving us some of these clips from other things. Like, later we'll see what happens at the most extras with Ariana. And they're like the most embarrassing clips that they put in. And Tom looks like horrible.
But Tom has to put those out there for them to take them, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's not like he's providing the bad stuff.
Yeah, no, it's just a free for all. Take the bad stuff and we'll use it and we'll love it. But we learn, again, we've already known this, they still live together in their respective shithole bedroom. I was like, this is the Vanderpump that I miss, is seeing a bedroom that has not been cleaned in forever. Clothing, like seeing like piles of clothing and like a shit bedspread and like bad pillows.
It also makes you think that they're not home enough. Like they come, they just drop off stuff and then they just repack and then go. Because they're both probably very busy doing their own thing. So it's almost kind of like a hotel that they're staying at where they just throw their stuff on the floor.
Yeah, it shows. I'm like, wow, you're fighting so hard for this? These are just storage units that are pink and have bad art all over them. But then we meet Anne Maddox, who, again, we've met. She's an old comedy pal, friend of the podcast. She's got a great podcast called We Signed an NDA that she talks a lot about her interactions with both of them. Again, not enough to get sued, but enough where you're going to get some insight.
We'll get her on here. We'll get enough to get sued.
Yeah.
We'll get her sued. We'll get her nice and sued.
We're going to use our producing powers for evil, not good. And let's see. Tom wants to buy Ariana out. She doesn't want that. She doesn't want to be, you know, like – she just doesn't want to give him anything that he wants, which I understand, right? He doesn't really deserve that. And she talks about his pen pal, which is obviously Raquel sending the fucking lightning bolt thing. And actually, Anne talks a little bit about this too, how she is the assistant that was supposed to get the mail before Ariana.
We knew that already, though.
Yeah, we knew that already. But she says on her podcast that Ariana gets up really early and how she reports to work – at Casa Sandoval at 11 a.m. And she's like, yeah, by the time I get there, Ariana's already like had 4 hours of her day because she's a busy woman. And like, how am I supposed to like do that, like get that stuff? So, I mean, all right, Tom Sandoval, like I guess you're figuring it out. Also, we find out that Anne glued his penis flute back together. Again, they're both being fucking petty. No one's going to leave the house. This is what I want to see, you know? We get some flashbacks in purple of all the fucking shit that they've been doing to each other. I love it. I can't wait. I'm back. And then we're back at James's house. We see more shit. We see more, like, unpacked shit. The Vanderpump that I so
desire.
Have
we ever seen anyone fully moved in?
No,
I think that no one's ever been fully moved in.
No, I love it. It's just giving season 3 and 4 of, like, shitholery. Yeah. And that's what I miss. I don't want you to have a housekeeper. I don't want you to have organizers or, you know, someone to style your home. I want to see IKEA half-built furniture. So there's a Chewy box, and I'll take it. And nothing is really glamorous. The house is great, James's house, but nothing is really like super glamorous about it. But he is very proud of his pool. because he's like, I'm the one with the pool now, right? He's stopped getting invites to pool parties. He's very hurt. He's bringing up Jack still, which again, this is Jack's enduring legacy of this show, is that James will always be fucking pissy about him not going to the pool parties. But I wonder
if that's the prime things for the future. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you have to kind of get you
bring
into
it
that.
In or get people to go to the Valley show.
Oh, right.
Don't make me go to the Valley for that show. I love the Valley, but yeah, not for that show. I will say James is looking pretty hot.
Yeah.
He's looking like a meaty. Like before he was just kind of like sinewy, kind of small. And now he's looking like a little like meaty. You know, right. I like that.
All right.
I'll say it. I'll be brave enough to say a conventionally attractive young man is conventionally attractive to me. Then our queen, Allie, friend of the other pod that we have, Ghost Town, says, a world where Sandoval and you could ever be friends again. She asks this. She wonders this. James scoffs. But of course, we live in Vanderpump World, where no one is not friends for too long. You know, like, it defies logic that you would never not be friends again. We always reset. James shit-talks Sandoval shirtless, because there's a bunch of photos of him doing most extra stuff.
A lot of bongos.
Yeah, the bongos.
He's like, hey, have some regular Schmitz. He's like, no. He's like, do you got an oboe and a bongo?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah. That's
didgeridoo.
Very on brand for Tom Sandoval. But again, I used to love Sandoval. Obviously, now I hate him. I still think he looks fucking hot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he looks, I mean.
Bongo away, you know? I'm going to go to one of your shows, hopefully not for money, and get COVID there. Because that's my commitment to you, Tom Sandoval. I'm working through it with my therapist. Then we go to Newport Beach, where Brock and Sheena live. Brock is also looking pretty good.
His haircut really works for him.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to get rid of that ponytail for a long time, at least like a season and a half.
I wonder if just being on a TV show and a bunch of producers saying, come on.
They're like, it's time, you criminal. You fucking criminal. Get rid of that. But you think he misses being in the intro? He used to be the intro, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Now he's not.
They really stripped that down, huh?
They did. They were just like, let's just get back to...
I wonder what that means. Like, is that a demotion, or are they just trying to, like...
I don't know. I feel like it doesn't really mean anything because that was the Housewives.
Yeah.
Like, halfway through Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is happening right now.
But there's also Friends of the Housewives, right?
Yes.
So is that what this is?
I don't know, because there's one housewife that everyone kind of hates right now on Beverly Hills, and she halfway through the season she got a diamond. So like I'm not sure. I don't know. Someone help us. I'm hoping to talk to a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills producer pretty soon, so maybe I can ask some of those Bravo rules and see if we can get some intel. We'll talk to you about that later once we get that going.
Where are Mike? Be undercover.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to wear a wire.
Are you wear a wire?
She's going to be like patting me down. She's gonna be like, are you wearing a wire? And I'll be like, no. And she's like, are you a cop? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Uneventful. But I also want to so we're back. Brock and Sheena. Sheena's having flashbacks about her memories on the couch. Sheena makes this episode as much about her as she can, which is very Sheena. It's great. Also, does everyone have like really old tabby cats now? Like everyone has these like aged cats. Or, like, very rambunctious dogs. Like, everyone's pets are aging, which is kind of sad. I was just like, keep the pets out of this. Like, they don't need to be in the trenches with the rest of us assholes. Then we find out, and this is something we've seen on Secrets and Lies, that Tom's friend Ollie died. And what we know about him is that he was Tom's friend from high school and that he made a lot of brisket. And that he has passed away. And that's something that, again, never heard about him before.
Some people don't want to be mentioned, or they kind of keep people's, you know, private lives private.
Sure. But even still, I'm just like, I mean, really, this guy could have been involved. Like, let's see, you know, if they had footage of him more than like a couple of videos or photos, I feel like they would have shown it, you know. But then, so this is all kind of to be set up that that Sheena messaged Tom. Again, this is already these things, these boundaries that they've set up after Scandoval are crumbling. So she messages him, and she doesn't get anything back, right? She realizes then that he has blocked her. He's blocked Shenanigans, her podcast, and she's blocked fucking Summer Moon. It's a real slap in the fucking
face.
That's
some scorched earth.
That really ticks Sheena off.
Yeah.
Brock's like, Raquel's in a mental institution. All right, we get that, right? And so they're like, And then, so then we see Sheena's maybe open to some reconciliation. But again, you can't block Summer Moon, so we'll find out. Then we go to Lala's home, where she makes a reference that her kid shits in this ball pit. It's like in the middle. It's like in the middle of her apartment. She's like, it's a dangerous ball pit. I was like, what?
I mean, ball pits are inherently kind of skeevy.
How do you have one in the middle of your home? Is that bad? That's not good for like a 2-year-old, yeah. I wouldn't think. Like, it's not good for anyone of any age,
it's
I would
like Drumsville.
Say. Yeah, it's disgusting. Especially with a kid with like a diaper. so fucking
just
gross.
Some mothering advice to throw in here.
Yeah, that's my parent advice to you. Lala's mom is there, and they have the exact same face, which is crazy because Lala has had many faces over the years, and somehow they it's like a slot machine with faces, and they've gotten the lottery. It's like ding, 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 same face. They look the same, and I'm like, you guys are the same. You're just looking into a mirror of you as a different aged person, and she's just hanging out on the couch. Who else is there? Easton, her brother, who also lives in the complex, and they're all just hanging out, just hoping that Rand's custody situation wraps up soon. She talks about how Rand didn't want Ocean on Vanderpump, which makes sense. But you're a criminal. You don't get to, like, say – yeah, also, Rand, as if you didn't want to be on fucking Vanderpump Rules yourself.
If anything, he doesn't want to take attention taken away from him.
Yeah, he's going to start his own reality show, you know, using, like, people that he hasn't paid in months to get her on his show, probably. Some kind of – competing reality show scheme in my brain. And then she's like, all right, so I said yes. And then Lala gets final say on
school, right?
Yeah, school and education and health. It's like, really? That's what he's like, yeah, fuck off. You can send this kid to any school you want, however health. It's like, you don't want any say in that?
Yeah, that just seems like the more important thing.
Exchange is like, she's not on TV and Lala just gets to dominate any like gigantic decisions in your child's life. Great, mature. And now now she's gotten through a lot of the custody shit finally, and she has to focus on her own heartbreak. She doesn't trust anyone. She doesn't trust Ariana's new man. She doesn't trust fucking anyone. And then at this point, it kind of breaks for Argyle and Lala, like promo mashup, which is, it makes no sense. What goes on there, again, hopefully you can see that too, because it's really, I don't know who writes these things. It's like Lala's at the bar. She sees the spies from Argyle like dancing, and she tries to dance with someone. She says, give them Lala. And then they do. And then a bunch of guns are taken out on a fucking dance floor. And everyone, Lala's like, oh. And then just, it's over. My brain is scrambled. I don't know what to say to that. It hasn't convinced me to do anything, really. Shouldn't this thing be convincing me to A, see this movie, B, like, look into, like, Lala's products, C, like, get more in touch with the Bravo? Nothing. I'm just confused, and I want to get back to Vanderpump. And we do. So they're at Wood and Water Restaurant. You know where Wood and Water is?
No, are people still naming things that? Like Bowl and Branch, yeah. Wood and Water.
I know. Tree. It feels very Colorado Springs to me. Yeah. Wood and Water. You know, let's go. Yeah, any ampersand. Get one natural thing, ampersand, another natural thing. It's where James and Schwartz. Schwartz is the ugliest I've ever seen him in his fucking ugly trucker hat. I'm like, you got to design. You don't even have to like wear this. You got to design this trucker, this shit brown trucker hat.
I mean, it's just a spark conversation, right? He's not wearing that because he really wants to.
I don't know. But even still, it's like make cuter
merch.
He was like, and he's also like, oh, I was scared to wear this merch because, you know, I was like, nobody gives a fuck about you or your fucking hat at Wood and Water.
It's not the hat that's going to give it away. It's all the cameras around you.
Exactly. And he gets James a little Monstera plant because he's a plant man now. He's a single. What?
And candle.
Yeah, it's a candle. A candle that smells like.
Ryan's not a bread maker.
Oh, God. I just like don't be next. Care. The waiter brings over double espresso, and Schwartz gets a fucking beer, of course. And we find out.
Because it's 9 a.m.
That's right. It's time. It's too late, actually. He's like jonesing for a beer. And we realize that, like, yeah, James is not drinking, although he is smoking every bit of weed around him, which, again, is kind of. I would imagine it's hard for someone who is sober to see.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
See that over and over again. And it's hard for me to watch because I'm like, what do you do? You know, you're just like, oh, God, James, Jesus Christ. Let's see. Schwartz talks about a lot of the resentment he has about what Sandoval put him through, what he put the restaurant through, how he was like advocating for this their names in the restaurant, and how
that's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
that you know instead of calling it like, you know, Groovy Time or something like that, you're putting your like you might as well put your first and last name and social security number on it so everyone can find you and hate you.
And I mean that's what you do when you're like a narcissist.
But I guess Tom Tom is a little bit like
Tom Tom is that too,
but it's more subtle.
It's more subtle. And, like, it feels a little, more generic, I would say. And it is still kind of so really, like, branded with the Vanderpump properties more than I would say it would
also,
be
it's got
Ben,
his actual last name.
Yeah, I mean.
and an abbreviation for Sandoval's last name. So.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know why anyone would do any kind of business with these two absolute fuck-ups. But here we are. But Schwartz says, you know, put the fucking hell that he put him through, and he says this person they've got to spend the rest of their life with Raquel, which obviously we know does not happen. But at this point, they're still kind of together. It's three months later.
Yeah,
it's kind of, but they break up very soon after this.
Yeah.
I would say like maybe less than a month after this. And Schwartz in his talking head, he says permission to bitch, and then he talks about divorce, his health, his brother, one of the triplets, Burr. Is Burr a triplet name? Has had health issues. I need to know which triplets. I need to know if the triplets are okay.
We got to go down to Florida and find out.
We have to call their shared cell phone and get some answers.
We hope everyone's okay, though. Too.
Obviously. But he said Scandal was the radioactive cherry on this shit Sunday.
Yeah.
But he is happy to be on good terms with James, despite that horribly staged fake kiss with Raquel.
Yeah.
You know? And now we get, like, Schwartz's pity party, too, as if we hadn't had enough of that. Where
he's
like,
on a little bit of a redemption tour.
Oh, God. I'm just like, he's like, everyone in this group has had good things come out of this except for you. Well, you know, it's because you're his best friend and you're consistently covering for him. That's why. You know? Like, and he has this fucking Bill Clinton talking head. It's like, fucking, God. You're
dragging Bill Clinton to this?
Yeah. Depressed are you? Jesus fucking Christ. Just eat your duck egg rolls and, like, just watch James be high in front of you. Also, I'm pretty sure that Schwartz seems pretty mad that, like, kind of bummed. I mean, not mad that James isn't drinking. He's like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, instead of being like, great, he's like, aw. He's like drinking his own beer alone with his fucking plant.
Your addiction is kind of a, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bummer to me. I just want to wear the ugly hat and do half shots with you and binge drink at fucking Wood and Water.
Nothing against the restaurant. If you'd like to have us there, we'd be happy to go there.
Oh, are you kidding me? Anytime.
I'll eat duck egg rolls. I don't care.
Absolutely. I just, you know, I'm on a little bit of a anti-Schwartz rampage. You can tell that he's my favorite?
Yeah.
Yes. But then, of course, we set the scene for James's this show, and Schwartz will probably see Ariana at it. He says that she probably doesn't want to see him, but James has invited everyone to the show. Surprised? Of course not. James says, go to her, if you see her, say a quick hello, a fresh start, whatever. Like, James is like, make it work. And Schwartz, being the dumb fucking pussy that he is just like, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I want to see her. You know, like, she's very, like, just like, I don't know. I have such a low tolerance for Schwartz, especially in this episode. But then we get back to fucking Katie and Ariana shopping for teacups. There is no restaurant. You don't have to do this. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for anyone. You don't have to go to these places looking for tequila teacups.
Well, if you hear alarms,
we're
in the middle of downtown Los Angeles, undisclosed location.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
coming
right.
at you.
This isn't good. We're not going to Schwartz and Sandys us.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that. But then we go into they get a massage, Ariana and Sheena. And it feels like they've never been in a massage parlor.
Even though there's probably
all.
Like every second or third episode, there's some kind of therapy.
Yeah.
Physical.
Like light therapy or like a weird thing. Yeah. They're at the Fairmont.
I wish it was red light therapy.
Oh, I know you do.
I'm waiting for the red light therapy because I love red light therapy.
I know. I also would love a free massage or anything else free from the Fairmont Spa or Century Plaza. Thank you. If you're listening, which you're not. But anyway, Ariana's like, ooh, massage table. And but then there's one thing that they do that I've never seen at any massage. They do a chocolate tasting afterwards. They like sit down, like eat chocolate together and discuss.
Just putting like oh, we got rid of some toxins. Let's put a couple back in though.
Yeah. House-made Century Plaza chocolates. You know, just get to town. And then so then this is where we get the intro on Dan, Ariana's boyfriend. She met him at one of her old friend's weddings. He's a personal trainer and bartender, very on brand for the show. Mm. They're doing the long distance thing. And he's extremely attractive, especially compared to fucking Tom Sandoval. And Sheena thinks that Ariana has not fully processed the Tom thing, which is probably true. It's only been 3 months and she has another boyfriend. And she also met him. I don't know if you remember. She went silent on Instagram or she like deleted her Instagram, Ariana. And then she went back up and it was like these like beautiful photos of her in Mexico and like this like beautiful long dress and she looks like she's having a blast and like whatever, like fucking carpe dieming or traveling, whatever. It's at that wedding that she met this guy. And again, he's very hot. I don't know why she didn't see him before. I guess she's been spending 10 years with Tom Sandoval, wasn't really looking. She says that Brock and Dan are workout buddies. Sheena says, finally, we got the good ones. And it's like, Sheena, your husband is literally a criminal with a secret family. You know?
But that's the good one.
That's the good one. No, that's the best one. She's not wrong if you're given the pool of people that we have to work with. But still, you have two kids that you're estranged from currently. One of them is also named after a season, the opposite season of your current TV daughter. It's very strange. Sheena has had no alcohol for 3 weeks. She's on Zoloft. Love that for Sheena. I think that's great. She feels mentally stronger. She was diagnosed with OCD. And when Scandoval happened, again, making it about Sheena, she went into OCD overdrive and had a lot of anxiety. Again, I mean, this is like, Sheena, make it about Sheena, please, 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 please. But also a good message about antidepressants. I will say that too.
Yeah. Positive about the mental, discussing mental illness and caring and
social justice warrior Sheena.
Yeah,
she's spreading a message. Absolutely, we learned that Ariana Brock. We learned, sorry, that Ariana blocked Schwartz at a certain point because for obvious reasons. I guess Sheena. I forget exactly what happens here, but Sheena's like, oh, just like give him a big hug. You know, if you see him, they talk about on her side, see him, give him a big hug. It's like. No. And then he says in his talking head, Schwartz, that Ariana texted, go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dick, which is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like that. I like that. I think she should leave it at that. And also why he does not respect that after that is very Schwartzian. So they all go to Tom Tom. And she says, too, that if she sees him, she's going to go to the bathroom stall and take a shit. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Is there a ball pit in there? I don't go. I don't know. Just like make yourself at home. Sheena and Lala are doing their makeup. This is probably the worst part of the episode for me, where it's like Lala talking about how disgusting she is and how her face is disgusting and round. Mm-hmm. And
She doesn't have the cheekbones that Sheena has.
She has to create the Ozempic look. And it's like also talking about Ozempic now. I know this was almost a year ago, so it was a different time for Ozempic and all of the beautiful semaglutides that we had later in the year. But it's just like so fucking – it's like shut the fuck
she's
up.
Like people accuse me of taking – I was like, well, she's always been relatively like – and Sheena's always looks relatively the same.
Yeah.
But also it's like maybe you tried it or not. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely she did. Oh, yeah. Well, also there was a time where she lost weight. I think season's like 6 or 7 where it's like Sheena's always been like a pretty tiny person.
Yeah.
But most of season 1 and 2 she had like teeth breaking and like ankles twisting. A certain point where she like got with a trainer and she was like not eating sugar and all this stuff and she kind of like changed. She also had a nose job around that time. Like I think she – there was some stuff that happened with her where she I think just changed the way she looked. But she won't stop talking about it, I'm sure. And I'm sure she loves fielding any Ozempic convo because it's about Sheena. We're back to Ariana in her hellhole master bedroom. She's FaceTiming with Dan. Again, very hot. That she's nervous to go to TomTom. She hasn't been there since all of that transpired. Then they show that horrible video of Ariana screaming. It's Tom's video, I believe, and he's – so it's his point of view from the stage at his Most Extras concert the night that she found on his phone all of the fucking shit with Raquel. And she is, like, glammed up, and she's, like, screaming. She's looking fucking insane. Like, she's, like, fucking going hard for Tom, and she's, like, front row screaming, and she looks – like the biggest fucking idiot. And it's like, it's a great clip.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go back and watch it after we do this, I think. It's very important to me. She said she shouldn't have to make her life smaller.
Maybe
because
we'll include
Tom
it in the Vanderpodcalypse Now Instagram.
Yeah, I think we should.
What is that? I don't know. What's our Instagram? What's we get to
Vanderpodcalypse Now.
Or,
okay. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you guys
we'll link
it, Yeah, we
Check
should
it
know.
Out.
It's not our responsibility to know this. So don't even ask. But she's, classic Vanderpump excuse for going to an event, even though it's like, it's my job. It's like, I'm going to go because I shouldn't make my life smaller so that he can fucking whatever. Dan's just seems nice. He seems like a nice
guy. He's like,
sorry, I don't know. I'm literally thousands of miles away and good. I also think we get some nice slow B-roll of people going to TomTom, and it's like everyone's like fucking looking their best, right? Everyone's like rolling up and like whatever. And then fucking Schwartz looks like shit. I was like, this is an event. This isn't even like watering your plants. This is like a real event. Like, iron your shirt, dude. Like, everyone is just like fucking whatever. But he looks like he has just rolled out of bed and into TomTom. But also, Ken is there. Ken's alive, people. Ken is there. Lisa arrives. And then Lala's in this, like Joker, like Harley Quinn jumpsuit. I like it. Katie looks great, except for her fucking shrug. Like, she's so good at, like, doing these, like, 90s looks and, like, really curating that. But every once in a while, you're like, burn it. Like, you don't need, like a little lace rose shrug. It's too 90s. It goes too far. It's like, you're not going to pluck your eyebrows anymore, you know? You're not going to, like, do crazy lip line. But I will say Ariana also doesn't look very good in her white denim tube dress. Why? James is DJing. Logan is somehow the bar manager there. Like, I don't know. When did that happen?
I don't know. There must have been a changing of the guards or something like that.
He's like, I want to get more on the show instead of being James fuck buddy from seasons 6 through 8.
But there's two Logans, aren't there?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I think there are two Logans.
More than one Logan?
Yeah, I think there are two Logans.
I thought that Logan was the same Logan.
No, I think
but,
it's a
like,
different
on
Logan.
On Ozempic and with different hair.
I think it's a different Logan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Am I Logan blind?
We'll have to find out. We'll put it side by side on the Instagram.
I need side by side Logans. Logan me.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there are two Logans that look somewhat similar. Or I'm completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense here. It's all chaos. So Schwartz does try to say hi to Ariana, and she ignores him, as expected. Yeah. And he says she has this exalted status, patron saint of scorned women. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, really? And then he tries to say hi to her again.
Yeah. You should try it once and then be
fuck
like, you know
out
what?
Of there. She's about to go take a shit in the bathroom. He's like, avoid your ass. You're fucking disheveled, disgusting, whatever. But, I mean, again, then we get this flashback of, like, the good times with Tom because she's got all these feelings coming up about, like, TomTom and, like, what's happening and how far she's come in, you know, good ways and bad ways. Good to know that the horrible TomTom sign is still up. I'm very happy about that. Never take that
sticking with
steampunk
that.
Thing
I
down.
Know.
That disgusting.
It's machinery.
I know. We see Jesse, the old Sir server. He's there. Remember him? He's probably 47 now. Lala steals Lisa. Schwartz, this is the time where Schwartz tries to say hi to Ariana again. Again, horrible. But Lala's working in this episode because Lala knows her storylines are not that great this season. She has to somehow compete with, like, the Scandoval shit. So she's trying her best, I will say. But it's also, like, Reed's is very Lala. She says she has a lot of feelings about Raquel, which, again, Lala was probably the worst to Raquel.
Yeah, it was strange to see her kind of stumping for her a little
bit. Yeah, because I think she needs a fucking storyline, right? So she's like, oh, I'm thinking about, like, texting her, whatever, and, like, she talks about how the Rand and Sandoval situation are the same, even though they're not the same thing at all.
I mean, they're both shitty, but
yeah, it's
not...
like, I guess it's like breaking up a relationship, kind of. But they're
then
yeah.
Everyone has that same thing.
Exactly, literally everyone on the show since the beginning of the show's inception has the same thing. So Lisa is just a friend of the show at this point. Lisa's role on the show is just to sit there and like field conversations between people. Not a bad place to be, but like she's not like fucking, you know, being the puppet master like she used to. I was actually very surprised there was not a meeting at her home. You know, like you go through like the swans and like knock on her.
We'll
little,
have
like,
one.
Okay. I think – is that the Jax thing, I think? Or someone's going to
sure
meet her.
Be...
Have tea at her home, darling. You know, like we need that. That's – with giant like peonies and flowers everywhere. You're like $4,000 flower arrangements. I need that in pink, you know. So she is – talking to Lisa, Lal and Lisa, and she kind of says that for once takes accountability. She says the homewrecking whore comments are all true. She's like, it's true. She, finally, after all the screaming and all the yelling and all the reunion fucking outfits, you know, it's like, oh, finally. Huh, interesting. Okay.
I mean, when
thanks,
you
sometimes
you have to pull that card, you know, and you're like, I need to. Everyone loves a little redemption, everyone loves a little ownership.
Yeah, it's true. And Lala will stoop to that level because she needs to, because she needs some storylines. And then Sheena and Katie have a heart-to-heart. Sheena apologizes for pushing Schwartz to kiss someone else, Raquel. They put their differences aside because of Ariana. They have gotten closer over the past 3 months. And then they all decide to do a girls' night, right? Everyone's free tomorrow, right? Of course they are.
Weird.
This is so crazy. Meanwhile, on this little like balcony in the TomTom back alley. First of all, we only have one back alley. I'm sorry. Don't bring me another back alley. I want the Sir back alley, or I want nothing.
And one dumpster.
That's it. I can only take one dumpster. That's it. The one I know. The one's familiar to me. Lala's out there unblocking Raquel, texting her in the fucking TomTom back alley. And she's working hard, right? She's trying to be the moral compass. She unblocks her. She texts her. And that's that. And we see that – I think later she never texts back because she's in a mental – you know, she's in Arizona. Yeah. Like, so that nothing comes of that. We know that now. But it's admirable that Lala's trying to do that. Katie comes over to Schwartz's later after this event for dog co-parenting. Katie is always congested now. and she says that Schwartz is not her problem, but they're still like passing along their little like Bichons back and forth. She, you know, she's like sitting there. And actually, she looks very good in this thing. She's got like this cute little like 90s cardigan.
It's the best she's ever looked.
Truly, truly. Just some things get to be amiss. But she, again, as someone who like loves 90s fashion, she's really, I'm very much enjoying it. And maybe buying some of her shit. Who knows? Because I like to consume. So Schwartz asked Katie to put a good word with Ariana, which is a bad move. It's like a fucking cowardly Schwartz move. And Katie says, talk to her. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's not like a – I mean, that's an obvious – it's like a let them eat cake kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, just do the thing.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow. I'm going to sit here and water all these plants.
It's like,
for
all time. I'm broke. It's like, try being rich.
Huh.
Do that.
Then we get to the girls' night at the Den. Ariana's in an alien sweater, which I love, and they get popcorn shrimp and quesadillas. Lala wants ranch. She plugs her little Amazon bag.
This is how we're extra ranch.
She wants extra. She's trying to that gave me Stassi a little bit.
Yeah.
And also honestly, her fashion is giving me a little bit of Stassi too, like modern Stassi. She plugs her Amazon bag. Katie says she saw Tom today. And this is where she introduces the fact that Tom Schwartz has pet bugs in his home. That tank that we kind of see earlier is filled with bugs. Bugs. That are his pets.
It just makes him very kind of, you know, kind of humbles him and makes him, you know, seem more human.
I mean, yeah.
He's
a bug man. Someone check in on this bug man. This is so depressed. It's so fucking dark. This man's a reality star. He shouldn't be living like this. What other reality star do you know who's been on a like fucking successful Emmy-nominated show for 10 seasons has a fucking tank full of bugs in his living room?
I think he's probably one of 10.
One of – at most?
At most 10.
10. Yeah. So then Lala plays devil's advocate with Ariana, and then Ariana's like, devil doesn't need any more advocates. Love that line. But she says Schwartz has been abused by Sandoval. Not Scandoval. I mean, Scandoval as a whole. And sure, because she kind of accepts that. And then, you know, she goes on to say that, like, yeah, I guess Sandoval really kind of was abusive to all of them, was really manipulative with all of them. Her example in point is how he would warn her about Katie, how Ariana really always wanted to get closer to Katie, but Sandoval would be like, watch her, don't trust her, right? And then Lala out of the blue is just like, and you have your guard up with me. And it's just like, okay, like, I don't. That's, like, neither here nor there, but also we're not talking about you right now. But also, like, all right, now it's about you again, Lala. Great. I'm very surprised Sheena has been maintaining her distance on this conversation. Sheena has not made it about her. But I'm also like, okay, so Lala and Ariana now are like, oh, what? Like, they're getting closer. They're like, you know, you have your guard up. And Ariana's like, I didn't. And I'm thinking in my head, like, didn't these two hook up in the back of a car together? Like, really? Guard up? I don't know. They're literally each other's sex partners. They fucked.
They kind of pick and choose.
Yeah.
When is or isn't.
Yeah. And then Lala's like, I texted Raquel. Ariana fucking hates this. Katie's face is priceless, though. Katie's like, ooh.
Zoinks?
I don't. Okay. And I'm wrong. She didn't text Ariana. Or sorry. She didn't text Raquel. She sent her a voice note.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
Like a psychopath. She sent her a voice note like your old aunt will send you – like half of the voice notes that I think people make get sent. The other half don't. Yeah. I don't think I fully know how to like make a voice note, but she sent her a fucking
– I know when I get one, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you're like, here we go. I have to get into a quiet place to listen to this thing. Great. But Ariana makes a good point here. Anyone who interacted with Lala's ex, it's like, fuck you. And you know now Lala's reaching out to Raquel. It is a little bit hypocritical. Then Katie, again, to her credit, is like, this is a different situation. This is a far more sensitive situation. You know, like, not talking to Rand is like, great, let's not talk to this disgusting criminal that we weren't friends with to begin with. Versus Sandoval, which they were all friends with for years and years and years. Then Sheena chimes in, right? What about me, Sheena? She says that she has some empathy for Raquel, but then... bitch put a temporary restraining order on me, so she gets it. She gets it. And I, you know what? I've been missing Sheena in this conversation. Yeah. I'm glad she kind of like.
I also, up to this point, I feel like we got a lot of Katie. That's what I kind of noticed. I feel like there wasn't like a lot of Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there is Katie, but I feel like there wasn't a lot. I don't know why.
Yeah, we didn't get like her. I think we got a lot of her, but like not. Her and she's not really an instigator, you know. No. She's really more of like a response, kind of like Ariana. They both are more responsive characters than they are instigators. But yeah, I think she's had some good reactions, some good and bad fashion things. The episode ends with Lala and Ariana somehow reconciling over like this thing that is a really fucked up thing that she texted Raquel to be like, I'm sorry, texted, she fucking like voice memoed Raquel saying, like, I'm here. Like, I feel for you. Like, whatever the fuck she said in that fucking voice memo.
They have a lot. I mean, they do have stuff. You know what I mean? They have their crimes in common, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which I guess is a way to kind of feel like a connection to somebody more than – I mean, everyone's cheated. Everyone's lied. But, you know, they both have a very similar – I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Lala just being fucking Lala, just working, clocking in, Lala. I'm sorry, and I misspoke. This is not where we end the episode. We end the episode on Tom Sandoval coming home from Special Forces.
Of course, yeah.
Seeing that ugly-ass piece of art, like he going in, daddy's home, everybody.
But what, he makes it seem like he's expecting Ariana to be there, right?
Yeah,
honey, I'm home. Yeah. And it's like, why would, even if you were coming back from 7-Eleven, like, why would you expect...
Mm-hmm.
You came in there expecting, like, you know, I'm home, like, daddy's home. And it's like,
yeah, it's a sociopathic kind of bullshitty behavior.
You only have one suitcase?
Yeah, one teeny little suitcase.
Of course, it's always one teeny little suitcase from New Zealand.
Full of his dumb fucking clothes. Yeah. I mean, and again, I watched this episode right after I'd listened to the Nick Viall interview with Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. So I, my, you know, my anger was running high, I will say. So I'm happy that he was not there till this point, because I think he's going to be – you know, I thought coming into this that Ariana was going to be kind of the villain. They kind of positioned her to be a little bit villainous, like a little bit – you know, taking a lot of the attention. You know, they're all pretty, you know, into themselves. But I still think I'm going to hate Tom Sandoval this season. I don't think I'm going to like him.
That's your prediction?
That's my if I looked into my crystal ball.
If I looked into my crystals, my crystal collection, and I talked to them, I would say, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be something. There's something that's going to happen that Tom is going to be like put himself in a better – I don't know. In the higher – I feel like there's something else that's going to happen that's going to make Tom like kind of take away a little bit. Because there'll be a – there's a little fatigue it's going to happen. If every episode is Tom Sandoval's bad, Tom Schwartz is trying to apologize – and how many episodes are there going to be? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to get – there's going to be a bit of fatigue. I think we need something that Tom is actually going to be an ally
to someone.
He needs that this season. Not two seasons from now because it's going to get very tired. Because I don't have any lattes I can watch her make and be like, I'm good at it.
I can't. Okay. If I look into my tank – my tank full of bugs. I'll agree with you on some of those points, but I also think that there's some other parts of this season that, for me, I'm looking forward to more. Because you're right. I think it's hard for them to not reconcile. They will. They always reset. There's always – I don't know if it takes, you know, a long
Jack's
time.
Coming
not,
back. I don't know. Like, what is going to be, like, the thing?
What about Joe? I can't wait to see Joe. I want to see Joe. I want to see Brock. I mean, the Brock Lala cheating rumors. I really want to, like, delve into that. I mean, I want James.
It's like, you know, it's like when you go see a band that you want
to
see and they have all their songs and they start off the concert with like a kind of mid song. Like, are you guys ready to party? Not the first song. You have to wait to songs 8 or 9.
Yeah, we're going to ramp it up.
You get to the good song. And, you know, obviously you have to, you know, you have to have an encore of a good song. But like at least the first one, have it come out with like a bang.
Yeah, you do. You really do. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I enjoyed myself, but I'm scared.
It was like a good mid episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're setting things up.
They better be.
And we'll be here to knock them down.
Yeah, set them up. Let us.
We'll have some
knock them down.
Unfounded conspiracies.
Yeah.
Some blind items.
Lots
some
of
inside
shit talking. Oh, you'll get it all here.
Yeah, we'll get some. We'll you know, we know people and we'll squeeze them for information.
Absolutely,
because we're good at that.
That's what we do for you and us.
Yes. So make sure to subscribe, rate,
please
5 stars. Also rate us hot or not. Make sure you do that.
Make sure it's hot.
And make sure it's hot. There's no not.
Yeah.
It's either hot
or hot.
It's just hot or hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get to pick
it's
from.
It's important.
And, you know, check out our Instagram. And if you got, you know, if there's something, we'll read it on, you know what I mean? If you got something, we'll, you know, you want to take the attention away from us and Vanderpump, put it on you, do it.
Please.
Let us know.
Please.
What's our email? VanderPodcalypseNow@gmail.com,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, VanderPodcalypseNow. It's very easy to spell.
Oh, yeah, very easy to spell.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know what I mean? But war is not easy to spell.
No. War is hell and not
and
easy
to
spell.
So drop and give us 5 stars. This one's for you
tonight. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Get Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.